In Baghdad, foreign and Arab news correspondents who reside in the Palestine Hotel are today considering a what-if scenario. What if the cement truck that was packed with explosives got 20 or 30 yards closer before it exploded? Insurgents yesterday launched a coordinated attack against the hotel, where many foreign journalists are based. The force of the blast shattered glass and brought down fixtures in the 19-story building. Only a few journalists inside the hotel were slightly hurt, but 16 Iraqis outside the hotel were killed. Jonathan Feiner is a reporter for The Washington Post based in Baghdad. And describe for us a bit more about what happened yesterday, please.
Well, before the cement truck went through the wall that surrounds the compound where the foreign journalists and contractors stay, another car bomb went off that actually blew a hole through the barricade, creating a breach that the cement truck drove through. It seemed to get a little bit tangled up in some wiring or possibly some other obstacles that were inside the courtyard of the hotel. And as you say, wasn't able to get very close, which was very lucky for those people who were living there at the time.
So this would appear to be one of the most coordinated insurgent attacks in Baghdad and also one of the largest.
That's right. It was highly coordinated, involving, in addition to the two bombs I mentioned, a third car bomb, rockets, rocket-propelled grenades, and some small arms fire. The National Security Advisor for Iraq said that there were between 5 and 10 insurgent fighters that were involved in launching this attack.
Now, Iraq's National Security Advisor has suggested there was a plan to take over the Palestine Hotel and actually take reporters hostage. Is there any evidence to support this claim?
Well, he didn't provide any, and we've heard from some other advisory folks that it's possible that was not likely the scenario, given that there were only 5 to 10 fighters that were involved in the plan and no sort of follow-on force to come in and go room to room looking for people. But it's possible that he had evidence that he did not provide publicly.
The Palestine Hotel has had at least one other big incident, and in this case it was during the war. Remind us of that.
Yeah, that's right. It was, I think, April 8th of 2003, an American tank shell hit the Palestine, and at least two journalists staying there at the time were killed in that incident, which I think the military has investigated and exonerated most of the people involved, but there's been talk of other courts from other countries getting involved in the possible prosecution of those soldiers.
Right, so that's a big story, too. Just finally, then, I mean, the Palestine Hotel is quite known, obviously insurgents know it, as where all the reporters stay.
Absolutely. It's definitely one of the kind of well-known symbols of the foreign presence in Baghdad and has been, as you say, since the invasion.
Washington Post reporter Jonathan Feiner is in Baghdad. Thanks for talking with us.
Thank you, Renee.